We're speaking with Lara Haberberger. She is the co-founder, artistic director, and executive director of Brazen Faced Varlets. This is a theatrical troupe in Buffalo whose goals include providing women with compelling roles and reimagining the theatrical canon in order to allow women to portray those iconic roles. And that brings us to Shakespeare's La Pucelle, which is an adaptation of parts of Shakespeare's play Henry VI, which concern Joan of Arc. It's going to be on stage for two more performances, August 26 and 27, at Rust Belt Books at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What you do often is take the canon, as you say, and give it a little twist. For example, instead of Romeo and Juliet, the play was reimagined as two women, Ramona and Juliet. Instead of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, I remember over at the Alleyway Cabaret, it was pretty funny. It was A Midsummer Dyke's Dream. And I'm laughing because right now I have in my mind this wonderful thing you did. Very often in these comedies by Shakespeare, not only do we have to practice willing suspension of disbelief, but the people on stage have to sort of ignore the fact that something is right in front of them, but they don't see it. And so occasionally you'd put on these signs that said, invisible. I just thought that was really clever.
Oh, thank you. Our playwright actually put that in for us, so that was good.
Then there was, I guess, the comedy of Queerers would be I didn't see it, but The Comedy of Errors reimagined?
Yes. And that one was very fast-paced.
And Electra, screw you, Mom, exclamation point. But now we come to La Pucelle, Shakespeare's La Pucelle. We're talking about the Maid of Orleans, or Joan of Arc. Everybody, of course, has his or her own concept of who Joan was or what she represented. But why does Joan appeal to you so much?
When I was getting my MFA at the Catholic University of America, I took a voice class, and I was given one of Joan's monologues. It's the first time she ever talks to the Dauphin. And I had never known that Shakespeare had written about Joan of Arc. So it was very exciting to me. And in fact, when I was at Catholic, I did a Joan of Arc project. And I keep coming back to this Shakespeare's Joan because it is so different than everybody else's. Now, we're such a small company, it would be so hard for us to actually stage a full-on Shakespeare with the full cast and do the full play, but this Joan character just sort of leaps out of the page at me. And when I read about it, Harold Bloom, the Shakespeare critic, actually wrote that the play is Joan's play and not the actual protagonist, which is Talbot. So I thought, if I ever get a chance, if the stars ever align, I want to play with this. And so this year, I'd been working with Stephanie. She knew stage combat. The Infringement Festival is a way to put something up that's a little edgy, a little different. And if you don't put a lot of money into it, you're pretty much free to do whatever you want to because you're not going to lose anything by doing something at the Infringement Festival. So it became, this is the perfect time to do it. Let's try it. We spent a month cutting the script, reworking it, and we came up with our final project. I had found out that up to her time period, more documentation was written about her than anyone else in history. They had more on her than anyone, including Christ and Caesar. And it was amazing because of the trial by the Catholic Church she had to go through. And then to imagine this poor, illiterate teenage girl standing up and telling, you know, the French royalty, I will save your country from England, and actually do it. And that she was captured by the English, and then she was burned at the stake. And then years later, we are still talking about her, and she was made a saint. And then the other thing is that major, major playwrights write about her, and they find her story interesting. And it's Shaw, Brack, Shakespeare, Schiller, Ennui, Maxwell Anderson have all written plays surrounding this character. And I think it's just because it is such a dramatic story. And it's great because she is so empowering for women also.
That was part two of a three-part podcast interview with Lara Haberberger, co-founder, executive director, and artistic director of Brazen Faced Varlets. Just ahead, part three, Lara talks about how Shakespeare's La Pucelle was developed.